This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, as with all of the gun grabbers that are out there, they're always pontificating, and anti-gun activist and perennial soy boy, in my estimation, David Hogg is no different. He's used his status as, he calls himself a survivor. He actually wasn't in the building. So, I mean, he attended the school when that happened at Parkland. But he's always trying to leverage that into some kind of authority on gun control. And because it's for gun control, I mean, if you know, realize this, if you were for gun control and if you'd ever had any sort of a status in any way, shape, or form that you could parlay into becoming the next anti-gun superstar, well, this would be the way to do it because you'll get a lot of television appearances. But that's not enough. So lately, he's been spending some time on Twitter. And he's trying to position himself as a shooter. A lot of tweets about going to the range and shooting trap or whatever. And the reason he's doing this is obvious. He wants people to think he's not really anti-gun, just anti-violence, which, if that's the case, then why wouldn't you be for armed self-defense if you're anti-violence? But that's a silly question, I know. This past Thursday, though, he went all the way. By posting a series of tweets where he shows how much of an authority he actually is. And he starts out, and I don't have the whole tweet. If you need more than 10 rounds to hit something, you need more range time, or you need glasses, not a larger magazine. Hell, if you're that bad of a shot, you're safer with a baseball bat because the gun will probably be turned on you. Nothing new. That's new, not new reasoning, but he doubles down from there. I know many who follow me haven't shot guns or semi-automatic rifles before. Even with zero training, I could shoot a pretty tight group at 20 yards. Just look, you don't need 30-round mags. If you can't stop whatever you need to with 10 7.62 rounds, you've got bigger problems. And then he shows a picture of the target. Now, that's only a tight group in la-la land. He's shooting a rifle at 20 yards, and you can't really see the picture. But he's probably got, I don't know, maybe a 4-inch group maybe 5. I don't know if you measured from it. But he definitely, nothing is centered. Everything is, he's got 3 shots in the red ring, and then everything else is in the outer rings going up to the right, then up. So he was either firing this too fast, which means he doesn't know what he's doing, or he's firing this not at all, not knowing what he was doing, or there's a lot of things it could mean. However, I'll tell you what it does mean. Like when you're zeroing an optics installed pistol, for example, at 25 yards, that's not a zero. His group is not a zero. As a matter of fact, it would be just, you know, Fisher would walk up and down the range during that, and he'd be looking at it saying, you need to tighten that up. You got to tighten that up. You got to tighten it with a handgun. Not actually what I would consider to be precision shooting. Now, if you're not into semi-autos and you don't know what you're doing, okay, I can see it. If you've never shot a gun before, not bad. Solid effort. But for someone who's been bragging about his shooting prowess, that's nothing to write home about. In a later tweet, he seems to brag that it wasn't from a tripod, which I would hope not. And he presents this as if it somehow proves that you don't need more than 10 rounds. So let's address this. In the case of semi-automatic rifles, right? If you think of yourself in a military persuasion, I think the standard adopted now, if you're in a gunfight and you're carrying a long gun, is 3 rounds per target. That being humans. So with a 30-round magazine, you can engage 10 targets before you have to reload. And that's standard capacity. Getting out there and limiting magazine capacity to whatever arbitrary number they want to do it to, you see the problem there. Then you have to reload more often, and then you have to carry more magazines. And here's the other thing. He's shooting at a static target and in a controlled environment with a target that just sits there and waits for you. It'll give you all day to shoot at it, and it's not shooting back at you. And real gunfights are nothing like that. If you're pulling out a rifle to engage a threat, that probably means that threat is trying to kill you. And that means they're going to be trying to shoot back at you, which is going to raise the stress level significantly on you. And that's going to trigger the fight or flight response, which floods your body with adrenaline. And as a result, at best, your hands may start shaking even as you move to avoid being shot. All of these things conspire to reduce your accuracy. So, no, needing more than 10 rounds isn't a sign you need glasses or you can't shoot. It's a sign that you understand that gunfights are a dynamic, fluid situation that have no degree of predictability at all. And then this is a single target. What if there are 2 or 3 bad guys? Now, if you're going to hold to this 3 rounds per bad guy system, right? And you're not someone like Bob Keller, who has actually shot moving bad guys and knows how that feels, so he's managed to figure out a way to control certain things in his system. Then, you've got adrenaline coursing through your cardiovascular system. You're supposed to protect yourself with just what if you're limited to 10 rounds. So a day at the range with mediocre results doesn't prove jack squat about what we need with regard to a gun. And even so, if he wants to use just a 10-round magazine, that's fine. That's what the killer at his high school reportedly used. So, if that's what he wants, so be it. My problem here is that Hogg is taking a day at the range to provide proof that no one needs more than 10 rounds, and he's trying to use this to argue there's no reason to not have restrictions on magazine capacity. And he's trying to be an authority so he can try and justify the positions he already has. And the problem is that there's too many people who know more than him, for one thing, and in fact, based on this bloviating, I'd say this includes almost everyone that's not a brain-dead moron. And for another, the Constitution isn't about what David Hogg says we need. It's about preserving the right of the people to make that determination for themselves. But I find it interesting that he decided to take this tack without actually looking at somebody else that might shoot and see what their target would look like. Supposedly his father was in the FBI. It'd be interesting what he had to say about his day at the range, but being in the FBI nowadays, that's not exactly some bona fides either, is it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Garand Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Welcome back.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Senator Chuck Schumer is the Senate Majority Leader, and as such, he gets to decide a few things, especially with regard as to what will be up for consideration in his chamber. And right now it is his chamber. And with Chuck, it's always gun control. It's always sitting in the wings, you know. And following a lot of 4th of July shootings, which actually happened on, you know, 4th of July was on Tuesday, so I guess they started on Friday night and went all the way through Tuesday. Well, you know, Joe Biden is calling for more gun control now because, yeah, of course he does. If the toilet flushes, he calls for more gun control. But Schumer is pushing it too. His spokeshole, Allison Biasotti, spoke on his push, saying, "Leader Schumer was proud to have passed a significant bipartisan gun safety bill through the Senate last summer, but more must be done." Schumer continues to work with his caucus to find a path forward that can garner enough Republican support and combat the scourge of gun violence, save lives, and bring meaningful change. Schumer will have to get 60 votes to pass gun control, and the prospects are not high there. That's me saying that. And it would be defeated once it got to the House. So he can basically push for whatever he wants, but he's not going to get it because the votes aren't there. And there's a lot going on that had nothing to do with whether or not it's too easy to buy a gun. Now, we're being told right now that the 4th of July was the hottest day on record ever. And the connection between heat and violence has been documented, especially in the inner cities. Inner cities, when it gets hot, well, they get all kinds of things going on there. So the connection between heat and violence, the idea that during the hottest period on record that we saw a massive uptick in violence isn't shocking. But it is troubling. But there's something else he's not accounting for, and that's how most of these aren't what people think of as mass shootings. Because these were gang-type shootings. And gangs are completely indiscriminate. They see a target, they don't care who's in the crossfire, they'll just whip it out and start pulling the trigger. And that means that most of the gang members in the inner city, we know, are probably underage. A lot of them are. So, at the very least, those members have guns illegally, if not every single one of them. And for people who obtain their guns illegally, gun control is never going to address them because they're going to ignore it. So even, this means that even if Schumer, through some, I don't know, if he gets something through Congress, it's unlikely to actually do anything the next time we have such hot weather. But for Schumer, it's not about whether it's going to work or whether he can get it passed in the first place, because he's a politician. A lot of times it's just about uttering the mantra, I'm sorry. And it's about saying the magic words he needs for the Democrats who vote for him, that don't doubt that he's going to do something, trademark pending. They want him to do something, but so long as he says the words and makes the right moves, he's fine with them. They'll keep voting for him because he tells them what they want to hear. Gun control isn't the answer, though. It's not even close, and unless the answer is how Chuck Schumer can keep getting reelected, of course. Now, as we segue, let's go to Newsweek. Newsweek just put out this article the other day where what they're trying to do is they're trying to make out to where, you know, we had Audrey Hill and now we've had Kim Brady Carricker. And, well, these are, you know, now they're trying to make out where they're not identified as trans. So, this is interesting. It's interesting in that they're trying to make something not an idea. Now, Kim Brady was, which is not his real name, he was arraigned Wednesday on 4 counts of murder, attempted murder, aggravated assault, and weapons counts of possession without a license and carrying firearms in public. He says he did this to try to push gun control. He's accused of killing a man in a house and then gunning down 4 others in the streets on Monday. This happening in Philadelphia. Now, he's published some mighty fine pictures of him all done up with his braids and his fake mammary glands and everything else, because he wants to be a woman, apparently, or he wants to look like a woman, at least in his posts. And this is where Newsweek takes umbrage at this, because they say the conservative figures are increasingly seeking to blame mass shootings on trans people at a time when a record number of anti-LGBTQ plus bills have been introduced in state legislatures. Now, first of all, the only thing anti that anybody's proposing is that you don't do anything to kids. That's what the anti stuff is. And as far as the rest of the rights, all the rights apply to all of us as Americans. It doesn't matter whether we're LGBT or, you know, not LGB or whatever we choose to be on that day. And they also point to his character's use of gender-neutral pronouns. We know about Audrey Hill. We know all about Audrey Hill. Now, when District Attorney Larry Krasner came out, he was pushing now for gun control. So he started referring to Carriker as a man. And Marjorie Taylor Greene gets on Twitter and says another trans shooter. Now, she's been criticized a lot for having anti-LGBTQ plus sentiment and for spreading conspiracy theory, so they say at Newsweek. But the problem is this. It's not conspiracy to try to protect children. Now, they also said of Carriker that he was also a Black Lives Matter activist and a trans Black Lives Matter activist. Vice News, which reviewed the Facebook account before it was deleted, reported that aside from the handful of pictures with braided hair, there was no evidence on the page that Carriker was transgender. So this now means that unless you have clear-cut evidence to point to this, you're not transgender. And as, you know, with Audrey Hale. They're now saying that they've never confirmed Hale's gender identity. So, here's Newsweek running cover. Not a surprise. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. The Northeast is dealing with catastrophic flooding. Vermont seems to be getting the worst of it as washed-out roads and swift-moving water has left people stranded in their homes and cars. Nearly 4 million people across parts of New York, New Hampshire, and Maine are also dealing with the massive rainfall. At a congressional hearing on the origins of COVID, scientists are throwing cold water on the lab leak theory.
3.5 years into the COVID-19 pandemic, it is still my opinion that there is no credible scientific evidence for a lab-based origin.
Dr. Robert Gary is a microbiology professor at Tulane University's School of Medicine. Senators are getting a classified briefing on artificial intelligence by top government officials. Florida Senator Marco Rubio questioned how disruptive the rapidly evolving technology will be to the economy. He said he believes AI will do in some fields what globalization did to workers in American factories, adding it's going to eliminate jobs. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. And one thing that you can always count on is in most cases, if you see whenever you go to your favorite tactical instructor, and you know that this is a guy that specializes in gunfighting, if you look at his past, you'll notice that he's never been in a gunfight. And that's because of situational awareness. He knows how to avoid a gunfight. However, sometimes that doesn't work out for everybody. And situational awareness saves the day.
Yeah, it does. I mean, the goal, obviously, is to not be in a gunfight. Do everything you possibly can to stay out of it. And you said one way to do that is to have good situational awareness. And one of the, you know, we're talking in the last segment about iPhones, and that's one of the...
big distractors.
Yeah, the biggest enemies of good situational awareness is walking around or sitting there just buried in their phone and not paying attention to what's around them. Another activity that a lot of us engage in where we tend to get distracted is using ATMs. We drive up and when you get some cash, focusing on that screen and you're not looking around you. And obviously when you drive up to an ATM, what does everybody in the world who sees you know? You're getting cash.
Most of the time,
you know, you usually don't just drive up to, you know, do a balance query or transfer funds. You're usually getting cash, so that presents a juicy target for all the wrong kinds of people. And this attacking people at ATMs or following them home or wherever they're going and then robbing them later because they know they've just got a bunch of cash. It's happening more and more, and it's happening enough that it's acquired its own name, which I wasn't even aware of until 6 months ago. They now call that jugging. Why jugging? I don't know, but that's what it's called. And police use the term, and anyway, that's what that, but that's what happened. I think it was Friday, here 90 minutes south of us in San Antonio. A guy was using an ATM, getting some cash, and two guys approached him and attempted to rob him. And he, fortunately, was armed, probably saw them coming, and shot both of them and ended their criminal careers for good.
You know, one thing that I am interested in is why they've never redesigned the whole ATM setup.
how would you do it better?
Well, I certainly wouldn't put my back to any prospective threat, even though I've got cameras on there.
Yeah.
I mean,
the walk-ups have those parabolic mirrors so you can kind of keep an eye on
right.
back.
But, I mean, I guess one thing that I would do would be that I would maybe I would make it like a phone booth to where I could see what's going on around me, but I'm still sort of enclosed for a second, and I can I don't know how that would work out or anything. This is why I don't design anything physical.
Yeah.
And as an armchair quarterback, I can sit back and speculate all I like.
I know that you said this in New York, you know, basically there's a separate little lobby that you have to use your ATM card to get into and then use the ATM so nobody can accost you right there. But, of course, people do see you walking in and out of there. You know, criminals are dumb, but they're not stupid. They can see you going in and using the ATM and figure that's what you're doing so they're going to get you coming out.
I saw one thing a long time ago. I follow this kid on YouTube named Casey Neistat, who's as leftist as the day is long. But he operates out of New York. And so he set up a GoPro at his door. And he's got a big screen TV on the inside. So when somebody walks up to the door, he sees what's going on inside. So if you have a camera and there's recording there as well, why couldn't you have a camera outside to where whoever's coming in would be seen by whoever's going out?
That's a good idea. Of course, there are cameras all over the place. And
sure.
The ATM's got a camera in it recording you as you're doing it, you know, to prevent people from trying to bash their way into the ATM and steal the cash. I assume being banks, they've got cameras all over the place to record whatever happens around there, but that doesn't deter people, especially like these two, from accosting the guy as he was at the ATM. Or if you don't want to do that, you don't want to be on camera, you hang back, you watch the car, and as happens, follow the car then to wherever he's going home.
Right.
Going, you know, if he's going home, if he's picking up cash away at the grocery store, get him in the parking lot, lots of ways to get around that. So another reason to carry a gun.
There's always a reason. And see, the thing is, once again, this is about some of these things that I'm describing would not actually be part of situational awareness. Being situationally aware means you're situationally aware. It'd be nice to have a couple of things to make it easier, but in the case of this, I guess he was at a regular ATM, and this happened. So.
This was a drive-thru.
Drive-thru.
Somebody says, yeah, this is a drive-thru.
Yeah.
So he was in his car.
Yeah, and they came up behind him.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably exactly what it, you know, he's focusing on the screen, punching everything in, getting his cash, and I'm sure that's when they walked up. The story doesn't say that they were armed, but my guess is they were. Otherwise, why would he even, you know, you just punch the gas and you leave.
Well, there's a few reasons I wouldn't do that. I mean, you know, for my cards in there and everything else. And let me ask you a question now. And I'm not talking about, let's see how to put it. I have no desire on any day that I ever go out to have to shoot somebody I don't know because they start something. I have no desire to do that.
No, that's always last resort.
Right. But if I'm in a situation where, I'm being attacked, how much time do I have to sit back there and actually weigh my options before I have to actually take some sort of action on it?
Yeah, it always depends. Depends on how many people are challenging you.
Right.
You know, where you are you standing, you're sitting on the street. In this case, this guy was in his car. There's a lot of variables there. So, yeah, you got to take all of that into account.
And plus, you know, I don't know about you. My knees are so shot that and in a car is one thing. That's one thing. That's, as a matter of fact, it's a whole different thing. But if I'm on foot and I have to sit back and go, well, which often you may be with an ATM. If I'm on foot and somebody's attacking me, my chances of running away from them are right up there with my same chance of flying away from them.
Yeah, I've never been fast. I'm mobile enough, but I've never been very fast. If somebody wants to run at somebody, especially 20 years younger than me, wants to run me down, they're going to run me down.
Yeah.
I'm always going to try and get out of it and do everything in my power to avoid pulling that trigger.
I think it also sort of points out.
You just don't have that option.
Yeah, well, this guy was apparently situationally aware enough to get to react fast enough, but
yeah,
they still got
he
up
may have
on
seen
him.
Walking up.
Yeah.
Probably loosened his seatbelt so he could access his gun.
Yep.
Maybe it wasn't even on his hip. Maybe it was in the center console. Who knows? We don't know all those details, but fortunately, the good guy came out of this all right. And
the juggers are less.
Yeah, the juggers are now late juggers.
Well, that's an occupational hazard if you're going to rob people
and
roll up on them, and especially in Texas. I would have thought that by now in Texas, especially with all of the storied history of Texas, that you guys would almost be crime free by now.
It's never going to happen. You're going to have junkies and idiots and morons who think that they can get away with something. And they're going to try. I mean, you know, we have attempted home invasions and things like that here all the time, even though, you know, large percentage of the population is armed. People are still going to try it. And hopefully more and more people they're going to figure out they made it.
Big mistake. Hang on for me.
Yeah.
Talking to Dan Zimmerman, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, a year ago, we had the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which was heralded by all of the gun controllers as the first major gun legislation in nearly three decades. And it was not major to begin with. It introduced enhanced background checks for gun buyers under 21, whatever that means. It closed the boyfriend loophole to prevent convicted domestic abusers from purchasing firearms for 5 years, which means that the girlfriends can only be killed by every other method besides being shot. And it allocated $15 billion in funding for issues like school security and mental health, although I have yet to see where that has actually happened. Have you? The four major players in this were Senators Chris Murphy, Tom Tillis, John Cornyn, and Kyrsten Sinema. Tom Tillis and John Cornyn, of course, are supposedly Republican. They were spurred to this after the Buffalo, New York shooting and the Uvalde, Texas shooting, which left a total of, unfortunately, 31 people dead. Sinema said she was inspired to take action after hearing Murphy's impassioned speech to Congress following the Uvalde shooting, as well as seeing Cornyn fly home to Texas to visit the city. This started a lengthy texting chain among the senators, ultimately resulting in the creation of the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. So that means it came along after Uvalde. Which means when you had that 147 cops in the hallway, not going in on the guy. Apparently, they were funded enough to have 147 cops there. They just there's no way to buy a spine, unfortunately. Now, according to the Gun Violence Archive here, I mean, you know, there's been 26 mass shootings this month alone. But since we know those are gang shootings, I don't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how you prevent those until you get rid of the gangs. How do you prevent those? Murphy has since said the legislation was signed into law. Gun violence rates decreased in major American cities in the first 5 months of 2023. He said there's no doubt that this bill is saving lives. Of course, he can't point to any real status stats or studies or data indicating that this has had any effect on it at all. There's no way to do that. Now, according to the Justice Department, the measure requiring enhanced background checks for people under 21 has resulted in more than 200 denials. Now, what's key for Tillis, who faced a lot of pushback from the North Carolina Republican Party for his involvement, is that denials are still rare. He said over 107,000 people under the age of 21 have applied to purchase a gun, and 99.8% of them have been approved. Now, they didn't get universal background checks. And, and one thing to understand about this is this report in and of itself is coming from CBS News. So they get out there and they throw this out as well. It didn't support universal background checks. They call it background checks for all gun buyers. And they say that it's a policy supported by 85% of Americans, according to a poll last August that they probably conducted. What that means is they said, do you think guns should have a background check? Which, since the 90s, every gun sold by an FFL has had a background check.
Yeah.
What they're talking about is universal background checks, which means gun registry, which is illegal. That's never actually a part of the poll. You understand, of course, that for this to work, we would have to have a registry which is illegal. Do you still support it? They never asked that question. Now, Biden's agenda also includes a semi-auto ban, and he calls it an assault weapon ban, but the definition of what constitutes this remains a consensus issue between the Republicans and the Democrats. And neither side wants to get in on that. And see, this is where I'm a little upset about this, because this is actually an opportunity for the Republicans. The Republicans should get out there and say, this is what is an assault weapon. And they should say, it comes from the factory with an automatic sear in it. That is a legal assault weapon. Anything that is modified to be automatic after in the civilian market is an illegal assault weapon. They could actually get out there and do that, but they're not doing it, and I don't know why. They also wanted to incentivize states to implement red flag laws. And the problem with that is, this is where Tom Tillis takes a little victory lap, because he thinks he's sort of clever here. He said states can apply for support to implement their red flag laws, but you got to be in compliance with due process. And guess what? Most of the states, including red states that have red flag laws, can't qualify because they don't have the basic due process constraints that my friends here supported in the bill. Murphy said that this was probably one of the last things we ended up getting done. And those due process rights that now apply to every blue state in addition to every red state are in there because of people like Tom that were driving a hard bargain. So we're running a little cover for Tom, because he worked with me last time on this, and I may need him to do it again later. Now, Tillis, who's obviously in damage control, he said, while the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act is seen as a step forward, he said, violence in America will always be around, as will a Second Amendment protection in the Constitution for good reasons. He said, what we need to do is to start early, and that's what this bill did, to lessen the chances of the numbers of people who could be at risk and make a decision to harm themselves or somebody else, regardless of what they used to do it. Murphy said that while the legislation didn't go as far as he would have liked, it's progress. This is really an important step forward. That's saving lives as we speak. And the whole exercise to me was worthwhile, because it's proving to the American people that democracy is not so broken that we can't find a way to come together, even on a topic that for 30 years has been a real political hotspot. Well, here's what I would say to you, Chris, and I would say to Tom, too. You guys didn't do anything. You're not going to stop somebody who wants to kill himself from killing himself. If you were actually out there trying to do that, I would listen to you. But if you're out there and you're saying, well, we're going to do it by doing this, to where, you know, you can't get a gun this way. There's many other ways to kill yourself besides a gun. Now, a gun is a very dependable way to kill yourself, but that doesn't stop people in Japan from killing themselves, as an example. Then there's violence and criminality. And criminality is something that is... There's a lot of causes for this. Where you take away any sort of opportunity or upward mobility to anybody to implement for themselves. Like, say, the inner city. Then you are paving the way for criminality. Because everybody wants to earn money somehow. And notice that it's always about earning money. That's what it boils down to. It's always about earning money. So, because it's always about earning money, it becomes one of those things that you just simply can't prevent. It's a little bit like climate change. Right now with climate change, they're trying to say, well, you know, the entire world, China and India has got a lot of poor people. And one way to lift them out of poverty is through the burning of fossil fuel to make their life more convenient and easier. So guess what? Those leaders will never go with the climate change thing. They'll never go with that. In the end, it just comes down to what the citizenry needs. And when you set things up for the citizenry to be serfs, they're going to find a way to not be a serf. And sometimes that leads to criminality. Not always the best way, but it is definitely out there and it's available. So, while they're out there trying to herd your behavior and everything else, just remember one thing. It doesn't matter what they're trying to herd, because in the end, humanity is going to pick its own way. Coming up next, it's going to be Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.